gonna get uncomfortable, it's gonna get crazy, it's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Hey, good morning. It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Happy Wednesday to you. It is the 27th of February, the last Wednesday of February. Holy crap. I got to start working on my Guinness tolerance for St. Patrick's Day coming up soon. I'm a lightweight right now. Hey, follow the Joe and Alex Show. We are on Twitter. We are on Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show. If you want to call into the show, it's 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. And of course, everything, we post it up online at joeandalexshow.com. And also check out our Instagram story. You find out what's coming up on the show in there and different things we talk about. We usually put a swipe up link. So good morning, Alex. What's happening?
Good morning. I'm so bummed out. I feel like I waited with bated breath all day long yesterday for Taylor Swift to post another tease for her new album, and I got nothing.
Oh, you didn't see it?
No, she did not post.
Yeah, no, she did. We saw it. You guys saw it, right? The group text? You got the group text from Taylor Swift, right?
Yeah, like, I did. Down?
Yeah, funny. So I waited all day long. All Swifties were waiting, and she totally is toying with us at this point. She's probably going to post something today, so I'm very excited. But we're thinking that it's either going to be Friday or Saturday. She's either dropping a big announcement for a new single or album. She's going to drop the actual single. We're waiting for one of those things. Something is happening this weekend with Taylor Swift. I'm just telling you that now.
All right, what's going on with you, Liv?
Not too much. I fell asleep super, super early yesterday, kind of by accident. And I thought I would wake up and feel like super refreshed. But like, you know, when you get too much sleep and you're like just too still tired.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind of how I'm doing. But I haven't even had any coffee yet. So I'm hoping like maybe 3 cups of coffee and I'll get my energy that I need.
Well, glad you're alive. You never texted back, so we are worried about you. What's going on, Pork Chop? How you doing, man?
I'm good. I'm kind of in the same situation, though. Like, how Liv explained that she's real tired. I don't know if you remember on Saturday, I worked an event with you.
And yeah, remember, man, it was really fun.
Yeah, remember how I mentioned, like, for some I took a 3-hour nap in the afternoon and
you didn't feel
tired.
Good.
I know, well, yeah, I was just, I don't know, I was tired, and then Sunday I was tired, then Monday, and then Tuesday. And I think I'm getting a little nervous because in August I had surgery, and and one of the symptoms for the reasons I had to have surgery was like you're always tired, and I just feel like it might be coming back. And when I went to the doctor 2 weeks ago to get blood work, and of course like all the blood work came back good, except the one thing I needed to see, it was like, oh, there was an error and we need to retest you again. And it's like, great, that's
maybe
the one thing I needed to see. To know
that's
if I'm
just
good.
A ploy so they can take more of your money.
Don't
maybe
they know
you're
you don't have any?
Maybe you're actually Sleeping Beauty.
Oh yeah.
or a vampire, so you're really yeah. tired all throughout the day.
You are pretty
and
pasty.
It's only uh-oh. Yeah, that's so true.
Well, hopefully it's going to be okay, dude. We'll say a prayer for you this morning. Me, sick. That's all I was yesterday. Boring. You don't want it. Snot, mucus, grossness. So
ew.
Here's what you do want. Today on the Joe and Alex Show, we got a lot of stuff going on. Make sure you stay here with us. Coming up at 7:50 today and the rest of the week at 7:50, 6:50 Central, we've got your Cardi B hookup. If you listen to us in Indy on Radio Now 100.9, we've got Cardi B tickets for her show when she comes through at Bankers Life Fieldhouse on Tuesday, July 30th. That's going to be the biggest show of the summer for sure. And then if you're listening to us in Houston on the new 92.1 Radio Now, you're going to get tickets to the official Cardi B after party at Spire. It's after her performance on Friday night at the Houston Rodeo. That's going to be crazy too. And by the way, 92.1 is the only station that's going to be able to get you in because our guy DJ Riddler is actually the resident DJ there. So what up, Riddler?
Yep, that's right.
Let me hit the high porn, brother. All right, hang on. Don't go anywhere. We got a lot. Okay, we got it. We got it. We're good. Don't go anywhere. We got a lot to get to. Coming up, Alex will tell us what's happening in the garbage. We're the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
R. Kelly was bailed out of jail earlier this week by a woman who believes he's innocent and says she's just helping a friend in need. Her name is Valencia P. Love. She's a daycare worker in Chicago who reportedly covered the $100,000 bond. She said, as a friend, if he says he's innocent, I can only believe that he is innocent.
I'm in the wrong business if she's making that kind of bail money. I gotta be a daycare provider.
She must be a saver. She insists that Kelly is not a monster, says there are much worse problems in Chicago. She says she's not condoning any of the allegations, though. She says if he did do those things, he is wrong. As for the bond money, she claims the $100,000 wasn't hers. Okay. She also refused to say who did put it up. She says the singer is not hard up for cash. Okay, that's why he couldn't pay it. Prosecutors in Chicago are also now looking, by the way, at charging R. Kelly for failing to pay child support, which is a crime. The state attorney is investigating the $160,000 he owes his ex-wife, Drea Kelly. Prosecutors are now looking for charging him, and any amount over $20,000 can be filed as a felony. If he's charged, he can be immediately arrested and end up right back in jail. Taylor Swift is up to something, and fans believe a Katy Perry collaboration could be in the works.
What?
The two have had their history, even having a feud which ultimately resulted in bad blood, but recently both singers have posted photos of palm trees on their social media, and that's enough to start rumors. One fan tweeted, not trying to be loud, but olive branches and palm trees are both symbols for peace. A songwriter that Taylor worked with on the 1989 album also posted a photo of palm trees on his page, which of course could mean that he helped write the song for the two singers to collaborate on. If this is the case, I'm literally going to be furious.
That would be awesome. Why wouldn't
because
you want them to collab together?
It would be social suicide for Taylor's career.
No, honestly.
Katie is dead. Katie's career is dead. If
okay,
Taylor collaborates with her, it's going to hurt Taylor.
She's all over TV. She's not dead.
Yes, she is.
She is not dead.
She's
at
a single. When was the last time she had a successful single?
Taylor, we've got Hater on the line. Her music has not been great, but people still like Katy Perry, so I think this is exactly what Katy Perry needs. Also, this is showing for once that Taylor Swift actually supports women and also letting a grudge
for
go.
For once, she did a whole lawsuit where she, just symbolization only, sued a guy for touching her ass for a dollar. That was a whole thing about sexual assault. What do you mean it's the first time she's ever supported women?
That's not supporting women, that's supporting herself.
Oh, brother.
I think that was wrong and she did the right thing. I mean,
you're drinking the Kool-Aid, Liv. You're drinking the Kool-Aid.
You are drinking the Taylor Swift Kool-Aid.
She has represented time and time again that she does support good people and good causes.
A group of friends and a group of girls that you is invite only.
You're ignorant. You're ignorant on that.
Invited to go to. Yeah, I don't know.
She donates to causes all the time. Different GoFundMes, different things like that.
A lot of bad people donate to causes.
Exactly. That doesn't mean anything.
I'm sure R. Kelly's donated to causes too, but he also goes to the bathroom on kids.
You guys are, it's just obvious allegedly how ignorant you guys are about Taylor Swift. You don't know what you're talking about.
No, but it is kind of funny to rile you up because you're so into her. Like, she can do no wrong.
I don't like that she came out and supported a Democrat. I said that. There are things that she does that I do not agree with. I will say when I don't agree with something, and I'm telling you, she definitely does support women. And Katy Perry. BuzzFeed did a whole thing with millennials asking them like about different celebrities and things like that, and they all said Katy Perry was lame and done.
Nicki Minaj.
If BuzzFeed said so, then never mind.
I'm just saying, like, millennials in general, like, people are over Katy Perry and they're over Nicki Minaj.
BuzzFeed also does like 11 times Ranch surprised me. Like,
yeah, so there you go.
I'm just telling
Why
you.
Why are you denying it, Liv? Don't deny
it's
it.
It's not just BuzzFeed, it's just in general. Millennials are definitely over Katy Perry. Bebe Rexha is heading home to make up with her dad after posting a text from him of his disapproval for her new music video for Last Hurrah. In the text, her dad wrote, "You better stop posting stupid pornography because you make me sick. I can't take this anymore. Embarrassed to go in public everywhere I go. I'm very upset with you and I can't believe it." So now she's asking her fans and others to stop talking negatively about her dad, telling her fans, "Don't talk crap about my dad." Her video got flagged on YouTube for being sensitive with sensitive content and features sexual scenes, parting nuns, and BB in a bed with crosses all over it.
Yeah, ooh, okay. I can see why dad's upset.
Honestly, I get that. It's like the type of thing where it's like you talk crap about your mom to your friends, but then like once your friends start talking crap about your mom, you get like all defensive.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. The nominations for Nickelodeon's 2019 Kids Choice Awards are in. Maroon 5, Camila Cabello, Shawn Mendes, and Ariana Grande are all up for major awards. The favorite breakout artist category includes Billie Eilish, Cardi B, Dan and Shay, Juice WRLD, Kane Brown, Post Malone. No Katy Perry. DJ Khaled, who's hosting the event, is up for three orange blunts this year. He's also up for male art, favorite male artist, favorite collaboration for No Brainer featuring Justin Bieber, Quavo, and Chance the Rapper. Coming up in less than an hour, Mark Ronson talked about how Lady Gaga's song Shallow is written. It's really cool.
Oh, live the web, girl. There's so much she doesn't know. We try to teach her, but nothing sticks. She might be dumber than Joe. Dumber than Joe. Dumber than Joe.
Still, okay, dumber than... we get it.
Liv, what do you think about flu shots?
So I know it's a needle that puts the flu into your body, but what I don't get is how that's supposed to prevent it. Like, if that's the main prevention of the flu and of sicknesses, then why don't we just smoke cigarettes to prevent ourselves from getting lung cancer? Why don't we just never use hand sanitizer and just kind of extinct that, so we get all of these illnesses, all of the germs, so then we end up not getting sick? Like, washing our hands doesn't even make sense at this point. I just don't get it.
And that's another thing that Liv the Web Girl doesn't get. Workshop, have your hand ready. I'm going to try to do the need to know news today with a cough drop in.
Oh,
if I have
boy.
To spit it out, I need you to catch it so I can reuse it. I only brought three.
Ew.
All right, here we go. Time for Joe's need to know news. 183 passengers. That's a lot of people. They were stuck on an Amtrak train. They were finally able to exit yesterday after being on there for more than 36 hours.
What?
Could you imagine that?
No.
Ugh. The train was heading from Seattle to LA when it got blocked by downed trees in a remote part of Oregon Sunday night. Now, the area, they had gotten about 14 inches of snow by Monday afternoon. So nobody was going to get in there. There wasn't really any hotels in the area. Power was spotty because of that storm. So the officials were like, look, this sucks. We're just going to keep you guys on the train where you're at. You should be able to be okay for a couple of days. They said that was the safest option.
Why couldn't they go backwards?
They were stuck down trees, down lines.
Okay.
Welcome to Joe's Need to Know. They couldn't, though. They were stuck. Like, everything fell as they were going.
So a tree fell in front of them and behind them.
Apparently, that whole path is pretty bad.
Yikes.
Wow.
So I could believe it. You're talking that much snow and that cold. So what they did is they still had heat. They still had power. They had working restrooms and food. So finally, yesterday, a Union Pacific locomotive showed up and pulled the train back after the track was cleared, and they took it back to the place in Oregon. So here's one of the passengers talking about, like, well, what the heck do you do when this is going on? What are you doing on that train?
To be honest, a lot of, like, card games, talking, sharing stories. Some guy pulled out his ukulele and put some kids to sleep. It's just been, like, a giant kumbaya party.
I would have loved that. Like, somebody play me a song on the ukulele, please.
Sounds relaxing.
It actually sounds like we had to be humans and talk to each other and actually interact. It was weird, but I'm glad they're all okay. A guy in South Carolina has been viral this week for buying $540 worth of Girl Scout cookies so two Girl Scouts could go inside and get out of the cold weather. Do you remember talking about that just a few days ago? Do you remember that?
No.
You haven't seen this everywhere? Okay, yeah, this guy, he bought like 7 boxes of cookies. These girls were selling them, and it was freezing cold, so he comes back a few minutes later. He's like, how much do you have left? He's like, okay, how much is that? I'll buy them all. It was like $540.
Jeez.
It's like, what a cool guy. You know, he's helping them sell all the cookies they need to meet their goal, and they don't have to freeze their buns off anymore. They get to go home and hang out and do whatever.
Let me guess, he couldn't pay rent after that because he spent all his money on cookies?
Well, I don't think he'll have to pay rent anymore because he's probably going to be in jail.
I knew it.
That photo went viral because he's smiling at the girl. It's like, yay.
He's got a warrant out?
Well, he's got a little more than that, Alex. Yesterday, he was busted by the DEA for drug trafficking. Turns out he's accused of importing heroin and cocaine from Mexico worth over $1 million.
Oh, there's that.
It's so weird how, like, a major drug dealer like that can still just be, like, so nice to kids.
Yeah, can't we half pardon him or something?
Why not?
Well, I
mean,
book him.
Who got hurt? I mean, the girls sold their cookies.
All the people that are affected by the drugs that he's selling.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, gosh.
And all the people that were murdered.
Okay, thanks.
The drugs.
Thanks for bringing down the girls' cookie vibe, girl cookie vibe, whatever the hell it was. Yeah, so that's the story with that. I could not imagine being this next woman here. One, because I'm a man, but two, holy crap. A single mom was horrified when she showed up to pick up her daughter from a daycare and the nursery provider was breastfeeding her child.
Oh.
That ain't your boob. What are you doing? Yeah, let me tell you this one. The mom marched over, took the baby from her arms and asked her, are you crazy? What the hell's wrong with you? Yeah, the provider said that she was saving her baby from chemicals that she was trying to force into her body, and she should be thanking her for doing it all these months. So she's been doing it for months.
Ew.
That is a sick person.
This sounds like a Freak Show Friday person right here.
Yeah, let's call her.
Oh, my God. The mother... The mother wrote a public letter in a column about the situation and said she isn't taking her child back to that daycare. Well, duh, I'd hope not. But doesn't know what to do about the nursery provider yet. How do you even justify that?
Well, I know obviously that's kind of wrong, but why is it actually wrong? Because I've heard stories of people
diet
that
affects
can't...
your breast milk, things like that. Like, moms want to be able to control what's going into their kids' bodies, their baby's bodies. Like, right. You know what I mean? Like, what if she's a smoker? What if she drinks a lot of energy drinks?
What if she's doing drugs?
Anything.
So on a cookie scout guy, you know, Girl Scout cookie guy.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how bad is this?
I think it's also like just a weird invasion of someone, like a violation to have like another woman's breast in your child's mouth.
That I would actually agree. That's a little weird.
Very bizarre.
I mean, some moms are okay with like having their friend or their sister or somebody like breastfeed their kid for them, but it's like arranged in advance.
Right.
Like if you don't ask first.
Consent.
I mean, but
is
animals
involved.
Do it, like my cats, you know?
Yeah, to their mom.
I mean,
not
they do
to
it to
the
another.
Random.
What? You're breastfeeding with your cat?
No, not me.
Can you milk your cat? Can you milk
like
your cat?
Movie.
Oh, it's in a movie?
I've got nipples, Greg. Can you milk me?
Yes! I need that clip.
Poor child's like, I'm sure going to try tonight. And finally, I love baseball. I know people say it's boring, but it's my favorite sport to play and to watch. This is crazy. This happened at a Saturday game. It was Florida-Jacksonville University taking on Alabama-Jacksonville State. And listen to the play-by-play. This has nothing to do with the actual, I guess, players.
Hawk. And he just dropped a fish in the outfield. It's an osprey out there that just dropped a fish out in shallow right field.
Oh, my gosh.
And now a bald eagle has entered the scene, and everything has come to a halt. The eagle comes in, chases the osprey away, makes him drop the fish, and now the eagle is Connor Stevens is going out into shallow right. Is he going to go try and get the fish before the eagle gets it? The eagle circling overhead.
Who's going to get it?
Stevens has the fish wrapped up in a towel, and he makes his way back over to the home dugout.
All right, there we go. So, like,
that's so random.
A bird flies over, drops a bird, then a bald eagle's like, America! Comes in there, tries to take it, and it's like...
You mean he drops a fish?
Yeah, sorry. I don't know what I'm going on. It's the cold meds today. I am so high right now off NyQuil. So, it's just absolutely insane, though, to see that at a baseball game. See, if that happened more often, I think people would watch.
They're
well, this is entertaining. I enjoy that. That is Joe's Need to Know News. You can check this and everything else out at joeandalexshow.com. Good morning. It's the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now. And I want to hear about you quitting your job. It could have been for like a petty reason. It could have been because you're fed up with it. Whatever the excuse, I don't care. I just want to know the story. I want the juice. Or maybe you had somebody like, I quit this. I want to hear about it. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. I mean, are you thinking of quitting today? We could help you do it. We could call your boss up like, hey, Susan quits, but Susan sounds like an elegant lady that wouldn't quit her job like that. Sounds like Susan's dedicated to her employer.
Yeah, if you're chastity and you're looking to quit your job, we'll do it for you.
Wow. Well, I could see chastity over Susan. Okay, that makes sense. 833-JOE-ALEX. The reason I bring this story up is one of my favorite places to go to get a corn dog, pork chop. You and I cried when we missed it at an exit the other day and we were going out to see some kiddos. A Sonic in Ohio. The entire staff quit their jobs after the restaurant was sold to new owners. They actually put a sign up and they locked the door, which is nice that they actually locked it. And it said, quote, make sure I center this properly. Let's see here. Warning, due to terrible management, the whole store has quit. The company has been sold to people who don't give an F about anyone but themselves. Sorry for the inconvenience, but our team refuses to work for a company that treats their employees like poop when they have to put everything into the store. That's what they get. The note was signed, blank you, sincerely, ex-Sonic crew. I wonder how that went. I wonder if they're all going to get ringing endorsements for their next career.
Nobody will know, though. It's like those types of jobs, though, you can just kind of quit. You don't really even have to give a 2 weeks notice.
And you don't really have to put that on a resume, I feel like, if you have like other jobs.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying if you worked at McDonald's for a few years and you worked at Wendy's, like if that's your line of work, I mean, they're probably going to wonder, wait a minute, where are you? I mean, if it was just like something you do temporary and you're working a whole different line of work.
True.
I think that's the most epic way to do it. If you hate your management and you can get all your other coworkers to quit and walk out at the same time as you and kind of do it together, then I think you have better chances of like changes and then getting your job back.
I have friends that work at restaurants here. And there's a couple places that should probably do that.
Really?
I recommend it.
But have they actually quit and walked out?
No, they're still working there, but... this wouldn't be a too bad of an idea.
I mean, you got to have some guts, though, because you can get so mad. And you, I mean, who hasn't said, like, I quit, or I don't want to work there anymore? But to actually do it, to storm out, to make a scene. I mean, it's easy just to call in, like, hey, I'm not coming in today.
Oh, my gosh. One time, my friend wanted to go out one night, and she was working at Build-A-Bear. And she really wanted to go out, but she was scheduled to work. So her mom called in for her and quit for her. Didn't give a 2 weeks notice, just quit that night so she could go out that night.
Like I said, my daughter is so-and-so and she's quitting.
Yeah.
That's what gives millennials a bad name, by the way.
Oh, I know. And she was 19 at the time.
Yeah.
19.
Mm, well, thank you, Mommy. Marie, what happened? You quit your job?
Yeah, actually, I worked for a small family-owned business at one point in time, and all of a sudden, they hired their best friend, and he ended up getting all kinds of perks, higher pay, benefits that I didn't get until I earned them after 2 years. And then he wouldn't do jack. He would just sit there and expect everybody else to do his job for him. So everybody in the office was pretty much getting way lower pay and doing our jobs. And his.
I think.
And then after I quit, they hired another one of their friends and gave them higher pay as well, plus benefits.
Any job that I've ever quit was always because I didn't make enough money.
So when are you quitting this job?
Oh, hey, man, I need that raise. Do I get a raise after 4 months? Today's exactly 4 months I've been here.
Yeah, look for it in the mail. It'll. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Good morning. I'm hoping if you're up right now, you're getting ready, you're getting stuff happening, you know, getting your day going, and maybe you're looking through your laundry and you're like, you know what? I got to do some laundry. Because guess what? I need to do some laundry. As a matter of fact, I'm going to get these photos to Liv. We'll put them up on our Instagram story in just 1 second. I need somebody here that listens to the Joe and Alex Show to let me, maybe my wife Lindsay too, come over this afternoon or evening, and I've got to do about probably 4 or 5 loads of laundry. I will compensate you, though. We'll make this a fun event. We'll hang out together. I'll order pizza or some food, whatever you need, because there's an issue that they have yet to be able to solve at my house, where it is just backing up water. Thank the Lord it's not doo-doo, but the water, it just floods our basement, so we can't even do a load of laundry. I am out of clean laundry. This is my last pair of clean underwear. This is my last pair of socks. I'm in dire straits.
Why wouldn't you just go to the laundromat?
Well, I don't really want to do that, so I was thinking maybe, you know, like a Joe and Alex Show listener, you listen to the show, you've always been like, hey, you know, I'd love to hang out with them sometime. Boom. Perfect opportunity right now for us to all to get together, hang out, maybe we play some board games. I'm down with a little
game. So you'd rather position yourself to go into a stranger's house that you don't know, where they lock the door behind you, you've never been there before, you don't know what they're like, and then just take the chance that they're not going to do anything shady?
I don't know what show you listen to, but that doesn't sound like a Joe and Alex Show listener to me.
Who knows?
Okay, you got to quit with the worry, because life's not about worry. It's about having fun and trusting people.
Well, when you are around Alex so much, life is about paranoia.
Oh, for sure.
It's not. It's being proactive and knowing your surroundings and not putting yourself in a situation something could go bad.
I 1,000 agree. I agree with you, Alex. But before I really knew you, I would be like, oh, no, it's fine. But now I think that everyone is out to murder me.
Yeah. Also, that grosses me out. That grosses me out, too, to go into somebody's house I don't know. First of all, eating food of someone I don't know, but also doing laundry where I'm supposed to have clean clothes in a house I don't know, the whole thing just...
But that's you, though. You have, a big hang-up with pretty much anything. My mind explodes thinking of what you think is normal and okay and things that you find disgusting and gross. I mean, whether it's food or anything,
well,
it's just...
it could be
disgusting.
You are
so extreme with it.
Remember,
that it can't be normal.
You don't know what their house looks like before you go in. What if you get in there and it's filled with cockroaches and you're doing your laundry?
Well, as long as there's no cockroaches leaving with me tonight. 833-JOE-ALEX. I really do need to come over and do about 4 to 5 loads.
4 to 5.
I haven't been able to do laundry.
Why would you ask us first?
Well, I don't really want to go to your guys' places.
Oh, okay.
Liv, we know, has actively had cockroaches, at least in the past.
Yeah, exactly. See, Liv is somebody, and then behind closed doors, she's got some shady living situations.
I don't even do laundry at my own place. I do it strictly at my boyfriend's place,
And I don't even think Porkchop has running water at his place, so
who
knows?
Hey, I paid my water bill.
We're going to have to go out to the creek and beat it with a rock.
I will also say, Alex is probably traumatized, because I remember when she went to that person's house and they took out a pizza with a dirty t-shirt.
Oh my God.
That is the most appalling thing. I think about that probably at least twice a week.
See, that person was using dirty laundry to cook with.
Yeah, that is disgusting.
Because what happened was these people I know tried to set me up on a blind date thing. So this is why, by the way, I'm not looking forward to dating at freaking all. I'm so mad that I have to do this again. Because the last time this happened, I was set up with somebody's friend. I go over there and it's like the four of us together. And these people that own the house take out the food of the oven with one of their dirty t-shirts that was sitting on the counter.
Okay. Listen, I got to get it back on me doing the laundry thing here because now people are going to be grossed out. That's not going to be happening. My laundry is clean. It's just dirty. Like, there's nothing gross on it. And, I mean, we can do anything. You want to do Chinese? We can do Chinese. I know I sound desperate here, but I really need some help. Just one person. Let me come over.
One person that will be accepting of Joe's skid mark underwear into their home.
I use so much toilet paper, I probably have clogged the toilet, and that's why we're having a drainage issue now because I wipe my booty, okay? Let me just throw that out there. I get yelled at by my mom when I used to live at home, by my wife now that I use too much TP.
Did you know that legally we're not even allowed to go into a listener's house? Even with people that we work with. Because I've thought of Halloween before. I came up with the idea. I brought it to the company. I said, I would like to find the most haunted house in the city, go there and broadcast the show from there. Like someone that says, you know, there's ghosts, there's weird activity, whatever. They ran it through our insurance, all these different things, and we can't legally do it because it could put us in such a dangerous situation. We're actually legally not allowed to.
All right, hold on. Is this Shayna?
Yes.
Hey, okay. Have you killed anybody?
No, I have not.
A little bit of a delay.
You ever used a dirty t-shirt to take out a pizza of the oven?
No.
Okay. Wow.
So are you offering up your place?
Yes, I am.
All right. Roughly, where are you living at? Just give me an idea.
I live down in Greenwood.
Okay. Well, this is, you know what? If I want it, I got to drive, I guess. Do you have like a high capacity? Like how many loads can we get in tonight?
Depends on how long you will be at the place. But I mean, I can do 5 loads of laundry in a few hours.
Whoa. Okay. That's what I'm looking at.
You're going to drive 45 minutes to do laundry instead of just doing it down the street at a laundromat?
Yeah. Because do you have cable? What do you got?
Oh my gosh.
I don't have TV, but you can bring your dogs over and play.
She doesn't even have TV. She lives in a shack.
She invited Benny and Paddington over.
Aww. Yeah, now Shayna, you can't trust her.
That's sweet. Do you have any dogs, Shayna?
I do. I have 2 dogs.
Okay, you just need to be aware of Joe's dog's energy level.
They are next level.
Next level. They are extremely extra. Very cute. Very sweet, just very extra.
Why don't you have TV? Are you Amish?
No, I don't have a TV. I don't feel like paying for cable. I never felt like spending the money to buy a TV.
Do you have Netflix?
Yes.
Okay, see, I don't have cable at my apartment.
She doesn't even have a TV.
Yeah, well, we can Netflix and chill around your phone. That's cool.
No, what? Joe.
See, now he's not. See, this is exactly what Joe does. Not only is he going to come over to manipulate your laundry room, he's going to come over and take over your whole house. He wants to eat your food and he wants to watch your TV, too. See, now it's expanding into a 5-hour ordeal.
No. What time can I get there tonight? Like, what are we thinking?
I get home around 5 after work.
Oh, perfect, perfect. Okay, you hang on. We'll get the address, and I'll be there waiting for you because I hate traffic, so I'll be there before then.
If this is serious, like, oh my gosh.
What do you guys
say? You're both idiots. She's an idiot for letting you come over. You're an idiot for going to her house.
Pork Chop, why are you laughing? You have to go with him to videotape.
Hey, no.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Producer Mark Ronson talked about how Lady Gaga gave the song Shallow her signature sound.
I love her songs like Bad Romance and how she's always like the rah, rah, ooh, you know, the kind of wild Gaga thing that she does. So I said, like, we should do something a little weird. I know this is for this film and it's like a ballad, but like, do your weird Gaga thing. So she took the Shallow part and then she made the in the shallow, la, 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 la. I can't even do it, but yeah, you know what I mean.
NBC announced yesterday that Jenna Bush Hager will take over Kathy Lee's spot on the fourth hour of the Today Show with Hoda. Kathy Lee will be exiting the show in April, and that's when Jenna will take over. Jenna shared this message from her father, George W. Bush. She said, "My dad just wrote me three words, which made me weep. He said, 'Very proud dad,' which I'm like, what is there to be proud about? I'm just drinking wine in the morning." Oh, so cute. I'm really happy for Jenna, although I am a hardcore Kathy Lee fan. I will absolutely cry on her last day. I am just so sad that that chapter is ending. Michael Jackson's nephew Taj talked about his uncle's sleepovers with young boys.
I grew up in it, so for me it wasn't odd. To the outside world, yes, I think it can be odd. I mean, I'm not oblivious to what it sounds like, but when you're actually there in that atmosphere and you're around it and you're watching movies
with his kids too.
Yes, with his kids. It's very innocent, but I think the fault of my uncle was he didn't have that bone in his body to look at it the other way. And I think that was the thing. His naivety was his downfall in a way.
And Tyler Perry told a funny story about how Prince came to one of his Madea live shows and he stole the audience.
The only person that really freaked me out was Prince, just when he came to the show. Prince, that was the most intimidating moment. Because I got a call early, he said, "I heard you doing Purple Rain in the show." I was like, "Yeah, I'm just playing around." He said, "Do it again, I'm gonna sue you." No, that's what he said, on the phone. I had never talked to him before.
No, that's
the phone rings, it's an unknown number, I answered and it's him. "He's do it again, I'm going to sue you." I said, "Yes, sir, Mr. Prince." And he goes, "And I'll be there tonight. I need 10 tickets. So he came, and it was time for me to do Purple Rain in the show, and I didn't do it. I looked out at the audience at him, and he gives me this nod. So I sent the microphone out there to him, and he started singing Purple Rain from the audience. Worst mistake of my life, because I couldn't get the audience back, man. Prince, he wrecked the house. He's like, "I will teach your ass to never do my song again." Yeah, he owned the room. He owned the room.
Coming up in less than an hour, both Jordan Woods and Khloe Kardashian have spoken out for the first time about their drama.
Good morning. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. If your significant other wanted to name your baby after this person, would you be down? Now, what are reasons people name a baby after somebody? Usually to pay respect to them, right? Like probably a family member.
Yep.
Something like that. Like, my name's Joseph. That's my first name. And I was named after my grandpa, Joe. Never got to meet him.
And your middle name, Cletus. Who's that named after?
It is not. It is not. It's not Cletus. You're probably thinking of my cousin, Jeremy. No, but you know what I mean? Like, who are you named after?
My name is Alexandra Elizabeth. And Alexandra was somebody's name, was Alexandra in the credits of a movie my parents were watching when my mom was pregnant. And then Elizabeth is my grandma's middle name and my aunt's middle name.
Yeah, to pay honor, to pay respect. So that seems to be a good thing. 833-JOE-ALEX. What about this situation, though? A man's girlfriend asked him if their son's middle name could be the name of an ex-boyfriend she dated who died. She said it would mean a lot to the family who was still close with her.
Wow.
And he's like, that makes me feel really uncomfortable. I mean, what do you think? Because I would say, hell no. I'm sorry they're gone, but that name's dead then.
I don't know that I'd be that harsh, but...
Well, that's what I'm thinking in my head. Yeah, I'd probably let him down easier, but
so
no way.
So the current boyfriend agreed?
No, he said no. And he's like, he just feels like that's such a crappy situation to put him in. Because what's he supposed to do? He's supposed to say yes and be a good boyfriend?
I mean, that's really hard.
That's a big
really
ask.
Hard. I feel like maybe I would lean towards no as well.
It's like, even if it was just a good friend, there was no actual like physical hooking up, I still feel like that's a lot to name after somebody because then you're taking everybody in the family out of the mix.
I mean, I had friends in high school who had a dad die and their mom got remarried and everything, but all over their house, they still had their family pictures up with their biological dad in it. And it was, I don't know, like I just almost felt like they weren't totally moved on.
Well, you know,
and I feel
I
like maybe the new boyfriend, the baby daddy would kind of feel like the girlfriend wasn't moved on totally. If she's naming their baby after her ex, even though he did die, and that's very sad, I don't know that I would agree with that. Yeah.
What would you expect this guy to do? Like, he said no, so he's not going to do it. Does that mean he's a bad guy?
Well, apparently some people online think so.
Yeah, they're saying it's like, that's kind of selfish of you. It's not like, you know, she's married to you. But it's like, yeah, but the baby's name is after this dude. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Or on our social, it's at Joe and Alex Show.
If I was married and my husband wanted to name their girlfriend or name our child after their ex-girlfriend who had passed away, I would be totally okay with it.
Really?
If we were married, yeah, absolutely.
Why? That doesn't bother you at all?
No, it's honoring that person, and we're married. I know he's committed to me. I know he loves me.
Why are we honoring that person, though?
Because that doesn't mean that they were a bad person just because they're an ex, you know, and because they passed away. And if that person was a really good person, then why? I don't see the big deal.
But it's your child, Liv.
Yeah, I know. But if it's a pretty name and I like the name, I mean, if it's a name that it's like disgusting, then I'm like, well, maybe a middle name.
What if
something.
It's a girl named Helga? If the girl was named Helga?
Then I'm like, well, maybe we can use it as a middle name.
Okay.
Do you remember, like, a couple years ago, we had a guy on the show who said that, or maybe it was a girl, I don't remember, talking about a date she had. I don't remember who it was, but something about a guy was sleeping on Bob the Builder sheets still as an adult because his dad, who passed away, had gotten them for him when he was little. And, like, he can't let them go even now as an adult, so that's what he's sleeping on.
Yeah, that's
everyone said it was okay. Everyone said that was fine.
Yeah, so I mean, wonder who's getting hurt there, I guess.
Nobody, but nobody's getting hurt naming the baby after somebody either.
The guy is because he doesn't want to. Like, it's his child. That's like telling me, like, you know, Joe, listen, I love you. We're married. But we need to name this after this guy I really cared about in the past. Excuse me? This is my child. It's half of my kid. I don't know. Maybe it's just a guy thing. Lance, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What do you think about this, Lance? What's up?
Yeah, man, I think it's funny that she must not be the only girl that has an okay with that, because I know a girl who just named her baby after her high school boyfriend who died, and she didn't ask if it was okay, and she didn't go for the middle name. She just named him that, and it was her first name.
Ooh.
Wow. What did the guy think about that?
I don't know, man. I don't keep in touch with him like that. I just
saw it on
heard
Facebook.
It through the vine.
But you were kind of shocked when you heard about that. You're like, interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
Dang. Hey, thanks, Lance, for calling in this morning. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539 if you got anything you want to contribute to that topic. Oh, yeah. We got the Cardi B hookup the rest of the week here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. If you're in Indy on Radio Now 100.9, we've got Cardi B tickets for you to see her at Bankers Life Fieldhouse Tuesday, July 30th. If you're listening to us in Houston on the new 92.1 Radio Now, well, this is pretty sweet. This is an exclusive. You're going to get tickets to the official Cardi B after party at Spire. It's after her performance on Friday night at the Houston Rodeo. Now, 92.1 is the only station, only one that's going to get you in because of DJ Riddler, who works here at Radio Now and also is the resident DJ. So a little hype horn for that. All right, let's get into it this morning. We are going to play a little game called Battle of the Sexes. Somebody explain how this game goes down for who we got on the phone this morning. Go ahead.
So we're going with gender stereotypes here, which I'm not
love
a huge
them.
Fan of.
Love
but
them.
Anyways, so we have five questions that are questions that a girl would know, but we're going to ask them to the boy. And then we have five questions that a guy would know, typically, and we're going to ask those to the girl. And the one that can get the most right wins. We're going to go back and forth asking the guy and the girl a question, and we're going to tally them up.
All right. I like that. Let's get into it this morning here. And who do I pick here?
We've got Daryl and Gabby.
Okay. Good morning, Daryl. You're on the Joe and Alex Show, and you're listening in Indy. What's up?
What's up, man?
Doing good. We got Gabby. Gabby's in Houston. Hello, Gabby.
Hello.
Hey, guys. You ready to win these tickets?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Let's begin.
Okay.
All right, so question number one is for Daryl.
Okay.
Daryl, what is highlighter?
It's a hair product used to, I guess, typically used to highlight hair.
That is not correct, Daryl.
Gabby started laughing.
I know.
I'm sorry.
A highlighter is a makeup product that you use on your face to highlight sections of your face. It normally shows a shine or a glimmer on
I thought
your
it
face.
Was for, like, you know, when you have to mark a paper for something important.
Well, that is also a highlighter.
Like you put it in yellow. It's a tough one, Daryl. Don't beat yourself up.
All right.
So I'll get the next one.
Next question is for Gabby. What NBA team does Giannis play for?
Giannis?
Yes.
5 seconds.
Five, four.
Need an answer now.
Three, two, one. All right, he plays for the Milwaukee Bucks. He is one of the best NBA players in the NBA right now.
All right, 0-0.
Yeah, just,
yeah, we got a barn burner over here. Will we get to 1 point today?
Daryl, got a question for you. What is the current bachelor's name?
I have no idea.
Oh, no guess?
Man, no
nothing?
Guess?
Yeah, I've got nothing.
I mean, you could have said Daryl.
Could have guessed anything.
Yeah. His name is Colton Underwood.
Oh, all right. Gabby, okay. Where is an alternator?
An alternator. Is that on a car?
Where?
Where on a car? An alternator is found in where the motor is.
That's yeah, correct. Yeah, it's right by the motor.
Wow, that was a guess out of nowhere. All right, so it looks like what? Daryl's got to get this next one right or he loses. Are we doing best out of three?
Yep.
All right, Daryl. What is a bigger cup size, A or double A?
A.
That is correct.
That's correct.
There we go. Daryl's a boom,
that
man.
That's like a trick question.
We're tied now.
Yeah, double A sounds so enticing, but it's not.
All right, Gabby, who played the Patriots in the Super Bowl?
Who played the Patriots in the Super Bowl?
Yes. Who did they go against?
Who was it? Who was
Five
it?
Five seconds.
Oh, my God. Who played the Patriots?
Three.
No. Who was it?
It was the Rams. All right.
Oh, my goodness. How did I forget that?
So, Daryl.
So then does that mean Daryl wins or he gets
it's
one?
It's 1-1.
Okay.
It's 1-1. So, Daryl, what are Spanx used for?
I'm sorry. Can you repeat that?
What are Spanx used for?
They're like the underpants used in like cheerleading, things like that.
What's their purpose? Like, why would you want to wear Spanx?
I know.
Calm down, Gabby.
I don't know.
Don't get your Spanx in a wad.
3 seconds, Daryl.
To be a loser, but I don't know. Just to be conservative, I'm not sure.
Okay, so...
suck in your fat. They suck in your fat.
They suck everything in.
It's
for all clothes, not just cheerleading.
It's to deceive men, Daryl.
He's thinking of spandex shorts.
Yeah, he's thinking of spandex shorts. Okay, number four, Gabby.
You can win this, Gabby.
This is for you. If you get this one, you win. Where are your traps?
Traps?
Yeah, so like if like when you're like working out, you want to work out your traps, like just where are they located on your body?
My traps, those are going to be located on my neck, my upper back area.
Yes,
that is correct.
Whoa! Gabby wins.
Woo! Oh my gosh. Well, hey, yes, Gabby, congratulations.
Oh my God,
all right, Daryl, man, hang on the line right there. Gabby, you too, hang on. We're going to get your information, hook you up. Good morning. We're the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Thank you so much for listening to us. Hey, if you haven't checked out our podcast yet, if you're listening to us live on the radio, make sure you do that too, because if you miss something, you can get it right there on your phone or your tablet, whatever, to subscribe. Search for the Joe and Alex Show. You can go to joeandalexshow.com. We got all those links too. And subscribe, give us a follow, and give us a little review. A nice 5-star comment would be very appreciated. So I have felt like dog poo-poo. I know I normally look like dog crap, but this week I've really been feeling it. I don't know what it is with my asthma, but I've got sinus pressure, which feels like somebody punched me with a hammer. I don't know. I just feel like poop. I haven't really worked out in the past like 6 days. And sure enough, I thought maybe like sweating as much as I've been doing because I haven't been feeling well, that maybe I'd lose a pound or two to some pure sweat. Nope, I'm up a pound and a half. So, wah, wah. It sucks to not have a good week. But I haven't worked out either. So I'm looking forward to getting back to Title Boxing Club and hitting the bags, but probably not for another week or so. It just sucks when you go through that. Like, whenever it is, usually once or twice a year, you get the icky weather stuff, and it lingers for, like, ever. It, like, never goes away.
Yeah, I purposely took some vitamin C this morning because I knew you
were sick. I've been popping, what is it, Zicam? Something like that. Whatever's got the zinc, it's a little bottle. I don't know. I do what my wife tells me.
Well, you know what's really weird? You gained weight. Somehow I've lost about 5 pounds. Well,
that's not even healthy for you. How have you lost 5 pounds?
Well, because I'm going through a breakup and I'm not eating. So I have lost weight, which is actually fantastic because I'm a slim person, if you don't know what I look like, but I'm not get it right, get it tight. Like, I don't have abs or anything. Like, I've got a chicken nugget tummy. I'm just thin. Like, I'm squishy. But since I've lost some weight because I haven't been eating, now I do look like I have abs. So, holla!
Pork chop, come here.
Uh-oh.
We're going to have to do a lot of it. Come here.
What is this?
Put your hands on the chair.
Me? No, why are we?
No, help me. We're going to.
Why are you taping me down?
We're going to force feed you food right now.
No, I eat a little bit. I haven't been eating as much as I normally do. No, don't tape me to my chair.
Pork chop is now taping her hands to her chair. Okay, now get that other side. Now wrap it around. Keep on going.
No.
It's really.
More tape?
Yeah, dude.
Don't waste the tape.
No, it's okay. Now, Liv, I'm going to give you a 20. What do you think we can give Alex to eat today that'll put on 5 pounds?
I'm going to eat. Listen, somebody's dropping off chicken tenders at the end of the show. I'm going to eat those. I'm not eating. Okay, you guys have to understand, I'm exaggerating. I'm not eating anything. I just don't eat as much as I normally do. Like, I just will skip meals a lot because I just have no appetite. Because I'm sad. Give me a break. Girls know what I'm talking about.
I wish I had that problem, because you know how I have depression. It would be awesome if my depression led to weight loss. I'd be the skinniest guy in the world. Instead, like, I just eat like a big old fatty and cry about it.
She's breaking away.
Poor Chop, really? That's it?
She broke away from her chair trap.
You'll never catch me! I'm into it. I like it
That's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like.
I'm so into you, I can barely breathe.
You can let us know what you're into. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Also on social media, on Twitter, at Joe and Alex Show. Tweet us, because we love hearing things that you're into. It could be a restaurant you love checking out. Maybe there's a new song. You're like, this is all I listen to on repeat. I can't stop it. Or maybe it's a book, show. It doesn't matter. Clothing. We want to hear about it. All right, who wants to kick things off today? All right, how about I go, since everybody's so shy? For me, there is a show on Netflix, and it is called Trigger Warning with Killer Mike. He's an awesome rapper, and it's interesting. It's everything from like a black perspective, and me being a white guy my whole life, like living in like 99.9% white.
You're just now telling us you're white? I thought you were black this whole time.
A lot of people have thought that. They're like, he's so cool, he's got to be black. No, check this out.
Hey, yeah, here you go. Black owned restaurant.
Right? Black owned, baby. Black
owned produce and meat, probably, right, from a black farm. What's up?
Excuse me, sir.
Yes, sir.
My white friend just reminded me I'm living so black that I'm technically only supposed to eat meat from a black farm or produce. Please tell me, like, this came from the West Georgia, like, Black Farmers Collaborative, or...
No, it didn't.
May I get a to-go box, please?
So, like, he was doing... And each episode's different. It's about 20, 25 minutes long. This is one of the first episodes where he was going to try to live, like, and support all local blacks. So he couldn't have anything that was from a white person. Whether it was the weed that he smokes, well, it comes from the people that actually grow it in California, which are white people. And it's kind of funny. He's like, I don't want to sound like Trump or anything, but I don't want none of that Mexican weed. It was so funny hearing him. And it was just so interesting, a thing he brought up, too. He talked about back in the day, he used to kind of argue with his grandpa. They would talk a lot. And his grandpa said, obviously, segregation was not a good thing, but the good thing that came out of segregation way back in the day, which I never even thought about, but segregation's bad, but it makes sense. The black business communities did so well because you had to have your own black dentist. You had to have your own, like, black general store. Whatever it is, you know, you think of it, and it's like, that's true. Then eventually, when there's desegregation, that went away. But obviously, I think it's great that we actually all live together. I'm not saying segregation's good, but I never even thought of it that way. I'm like, wow, because one block in Atlanta that he was talking about used to have 66 black-owned businesses. It only has 2.
Ooh.
Isn't that insane? So it's something pretty cool. If you want to hear a different perspective and check it out, I saw it pop up on Netflix. I'm like, I got to watch it. It is called Trigger Warning with Killer Mike.
So I'm really into True Detective right now. but only season three. So I haven't seen season one or season two, but with every new season is a brand new cast.
Isn't this an HBO show?
Yes, it's an HBO show. It's a brand new cast and a brand new storyline. And Mahershala Ali, who just won the Academy Award for Green Book, he is the star of it. And it is so good. If you're into Murder Monday, then you would absolutely love this. It kind of scares me, so I can't watch it past 10 o'clock.
Everyone tells me I need to watch this show, but I tried watching the first episode of season one, and I was so bored, I couldn't make it through.
You've got to watch. Season one's amazing.
I can't speak for season one, but season three is absolutely phenomenal. A little creepy, but yeah, so good. Check it out.
All right, so I am into another song this week. It is by Maren Morris, who I'm obsessed with. I am not a country music person at all, but I really love Maren Morris, and I like her song called The Bones. And the reason I like it is it's just, to me, like, I listen to this song and I'm like, this is what real love is supposed to be like. Like, she's basically talking about if you have the right foundation and you guys know who each other is, then no matter what comes at your relationship and shakes you, if your foundation is strong and you guys are strong together, then, like, you're going to be able to withstand anything. And this song just makes me emotional in a good way because I want to look forward to this. Rest don't matter, yeah, the pain could peel, the glass could shatter. Let it rain, 'cause you and I remain the same. When there ain't a crack in my foundation, baby, I know when it's gone, we're pissing. We'll go right over while we stay, but the house don't fall and my bones are good. Yeah, she's awesome. I love Maren Morris. She's so, so talented. Good. What about you, Pork Chop? What are you into, dude?
So you know how last week I said I was into Words with Friends?
Yes, we know.
I was playing Words with Friends this week, and when you send a move, sometimes an advertisement pops up, and the advertisement got me. It was for the new pizza at Little Caesars. It's a pretzel pizza. So, like, the crust is, like, pretzel,
mm-hmm.
and it's got the salt, and instead of pizza sauce, it has, like, this nacho cheese sauce,
ew.
And there's, like, four cheese on it. So if you really like cheese, you will love this. It was so good.
That
I got it just
so
last night.
Disgusting.
No? What?
It was... I don't eat cheese, so that's my worst nightmare, but I'm sure cheese lovers will love it.
Hey, so good.
Corey, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What are you into, Dudette? What's up, Corey?
Hi, I tried this restaurant this week called McKenzie River Pizza Company, and they told me, like, they make all their, like, salad dressings in-house. I had their Cobb salad. It was amazing.
You lost me at salad.
I have actually had that before at that restaurant, and it is actually very good.
Now, Corey, yeah. Who are you friends with there at the restaurant?
Yeah, someone works there. She's the general manager.
I don't have any friends there, but I think I'm going to be making friends.
There we go. All right, cool. Nothing wrong with a little free plug right here. We appreciate that. Get your money. All right, cool. Hey, thank you for the call. We appreciate it, Corey. If you couldn't get through on the phone, make sure you hit us up on Twitter. It's at Joe and Alex Show, and let us know what you're into.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Jordan Woods announced that she's going to do her first interview since news broke last week that she hooked up with Khloe Kardashian's boyfriend Tristan Thompson, but she could be in legal trouble because of it. Woods went live on Instagram yesterday to reveal that she's filming Jada Pinkett Smith's Facebook Watch talk show Red Table Talk. Sources say that Woods signed a confidentiality agreement since she's been on Keeping Up with the Kardashians that prohibits her from talking about the Kardashians. Allegedly, the Kardashians are really upset that she's now trying to spin her story without first apologizing to them. And Khloe Kardashian finally broke her silence as well yesterday. She tweeted, "Hi, loves. Wanted you to know that I appreciate you. I've been reading your kind words, and they really are a blessing to me. I love you. Thank you. Thank you. I'll be back when I'm in the mood to chat with you all. Until then, remember to be kind to one another." Bradley Cooper's ex, Jennifer Esposito, is clarifying what she meant when she commented "ha" on David Spade's Instagram from the night of the 2019 Oscars. He posted a picture of Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper performing "Shallow" that obviously showed their super deep chemistry that they shared in the film A Star Is Born. He captioned the photo, "Is there any chance these two aren't screwing?" And then that's when Bradley Cooper's ex commented "ha," and now she's clarifying. She said that was towards David Spade's very outward statement about something about an ex, and I literally just laughed at him because he was so bold in what he was saying. I thought it was funny. She said, "I'm allowed to think something is funny." So she wasn't saying like "ha," like "of course they are." She wasn't meaning it like that, I guess. And after bravely walking the red carpet at the Oscars with a cane, Selma Blair talked about her aggressive form of multiple sclerosis with GMA and why she decided to do an interview even though she doesn't talk the same due to her illness.
I was a little scared of talking. And even my neurologist said, no, this will bring a lot of awareness because no one has the energy to talk when they're in a flare-up.
Man, wow, that was
that is so tough to hear.
It was a heartbreaking interview to watch. And by the way, she looks incredible. Like, she probably looks the best she's ever looked. Like, I mean, her hair, everything looked beautiful.
To share that with everybody that goes through that so they don't feel alone. And
she's deteriorating fast. It's just really sad.
Yeah.
And Mila Kunis talked about her Valentine's Day fail with husband Ashton Kutcher.
So for Valentine's Day, Ashton got me two little lovebirds. And when we brought our little lovebirds in to, you know, get their nails trimmed or, you know, things that people do with birds, she informed us that we, in fact, did not have lovebirds, but instead have parakeets. He called a Petco-like store, and they were like, yes, come in, we have lovebirds. And so he walked in, and they're like, these are lovebirds. So now we have a really beautiful two little parakeets, but they're not lovebirds, guys, because that's not what lovebirds look like.
That's the garbage.
What white lie were you told as a child? Come on, call it out. I want to hear what happened. My buddy Eric, I was talking to him yesterday. We were filming a little drink series that I do up on our social media called Joe's Drink of the Week. And he brought in this basketball, and a famous coach for Indiana was a guy named Bobby Knight. I think most people know him. Tossing a chair around, but he's a famous coach for a long time. He had this basketball, and I can't think of the word that's on there, but you know how, like, it's not really the signature. It's just like it's mass-produced. It's not real, though. We all know it's not real. You know it's not real when you buy it at the store. It's just, it's kind of put on there by the product.
Right. It has a signature on it. Yeah. But it's not
a real signature, and you know that. Okay. Well, I'm like, dude, you got Bobby Knight's autograph. What are you doing there? He's like, dude, it's not real. And he shows me, and you can see where it actually was Bobby Knight's autograph just from the actual manufacturer. But Bobby Knight never actually signed it. But his grandma back in the day is like, hey, little Eric, I got you Bobby Knight's autograph because I know you like him.
Aww.
And so he didn't find out until after she passed, but she actually just wrote over it and traced it with Sharpie or marker.
Whoa.
And eventually it faded. Oh my gosh. So he realized that Bobby Knight never really actually autographed the basketball for him.
Wow. That's on another level.
Yeah, his grandma. Wow, what a liar.
Terrible lady. No, I'm kidding, Eric. She's awesome. But
Joanne the scammer.
But that's kind of funny, though. My dad, he tried to do something, but it resulted in just terrible consequences. I wish he wouldn't have. I really wanted, for whatever reason, Tommy Hilfiger jeans and I was in school and we couldn't afford them. So my dad went to the flea market, you know, where you can get discounted stuff. And he got me a bunch of pairs and I'm like, I don't think these are Tommy Hilfiger. He's like, oh, they are. So, I mean, they fit. So I put them on and everybody at school made fun of me. They were like the worst looking fake Tommy Hilfiger design I've ever seen in my life.
That's almost,
but he tried that little white lie and everybody made fun of me for it.
When I was younger, I would not accept any hand-me-downs. I wanted everything to be brand new and bought from the store.
Because you've got like 19 older sisters.
I have three older sisters, yeah. And so I didn't want any hand-me-downs. And I was probably 3 years old at the time. And my mom was like, oh, for Easter, like, you get to wear this dress. Like, remember when Emily wore it last year? Like, how excited are you? Because my other sisters would get so excited about it. And I would be like, no, I'm not wearing that. I want a dress from a store.
What a diva.
I was like born bougie and like I've been trying to grow out of it ever since. And so my mom put the same exact dress in a Dillard's bag, like the department store, and in like a Dillard's box, and said, Olivia, look what I got, like a brand new dress for you. And I was like, oh, it's brand new. And like the entire Easter, I was just going around telling everyone, like, look at this brand new dress my mom got out for me at the store. And, like, really the entire time it was a hand-me-down, not even realize.
833-JOE-ALEX. That is a great example. 833-563-2539 about what little white lie were you told as a child?
My grandpa told my mom every single time they'd drive past a silo, like on the highway, he told her that that's where they put all the feathers from the Kentucky Fried Chicken chickens. And my mom believed that till she was an adult, like several years into my parents' marriage. Like one day they were like on a road trip or something. And my mom and dad, this is before I was born, they like were driving past a silo. My mom said to my dad, like, look, that's where they put the KFC feathers. And my dad was like, what are you talking about? She's like, yeah, my dad told me that's where they put the feathers after they pluck them. And my dad still makes fun of her. He's like, Stephanie, that is not what those are.
This explains so much
Both of mine are kind of lame. Like, my mom, she said she didn't really want to tell me any weight lies because she didn't want me to not believe in Jesus. Right, Alex? My mom would
my
say.
Mom told me the same thing, too.
Shut the front door. Yeah. Are you serious?
Yep.
It's crazy. Okay, here's one, though. This one's kind of cool. My dad, when I was really young, he used to tell me that he knew when the traffic lights were going to change. And I figured out now it's just because he looked at the other, the little hand counting down or like the other light. And I really thought he controlled the traffic lights.
That's cute.
All right. What was the white lie you were told as a child? 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. We're the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, 833-JOE-ALEX. If you want to call in and be part of the conversation, that's 833-563-2539. Hey, Elizabeth, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What white lie were you told as a child?
When I was a kid, my brother had a hickey on his neck, and I asked him how he got it. It's just this big old bruise on his neck. And he told me that when people tell you secrets, specifically in your ear, that's how you get hickey. So ever since then, you cannot tell me a secret in my ear. Don't touch my ear. Don't whisper in my ear. Obviously, I know that's not true now, but it still bugs me.
Oh, my God. Look at Alex. It looks like Liv has been told a lot of secrets lately. What's going on over there?
Funny.
Hey, thank you, Elizabeth. That is kind of cute. Let's go to Brandy. Hey, Brandy, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. Brandy, turn your radio down for me and just listen on your phone. Brandy, what white lie were you told as a child?
Well, I really liked hamburgers. Well, I really liked McDonald's. And my parents got so sick and tired of going to McDonald's, they just told me that they ran out.
Oh, that's so sad.
What was it like?
I know.
Every time you drive by, you're like, are they still out? You're like, yep, still out.
I believe them every word.
But now you're an adult. You can get them anytime you want.
Yeah.
Do you remember how old you were when you finally realized that they weren't out?
It was about 7.
Gosh, that would be traumatic to me. That's why I'm so big. If my grandma told me that, I'm like, I need to eat something. Hey, thank you, Brandy, for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. Hey, Maddie, thank you for calling in. What were you told a white lie as a kid?
I was told that my mom told me that when a boy kisses you, you could get pregnant. So I didn't kiss a boy for the longest time. I was so scared.
How old were you when you finally had your first kiss?
I was about 14 years old because all my friends told me the truth, and I was like, wow, my mom really did lie to me.
That's a good lie to tell, though. I wonder if that would work. Now, if I have a little girl, I'm like, oh, you don't want to get pregnant.
She did you dirty.
Yeah, but good for her, though, trying to protect you. Let's talk to Tiffany on the Joe and Alex Show. What was the white lie you were told as a child?
So whenever I was younger, my dad, he had got a new car. And he had the buttons on his steering wheel, and whenever he said he was changing the channel, he would snap, but he was actually pressing the buttons. But we didn't know that he had those buttons to press, like, on the steering wheel.
Oh, that's impressive right there.
That's so clever.
That's a dad joke.
Okay, snapping. Porsche, now you're making people change the station.
No, keep it on us.
Snap back till they come back.
Snap back.
All right, thank you, Tiffany, for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. Hey, Marissa, what white lie were you told?
That I couldn't have the car light on because I would be pulled over.
Wait, yes. What do you mean, like, do you mean, like, at night?
Yeah, like, if we turn the car light on, we have to turn it right off because if a police officer seeing us, we would get pulled over.
I thought that was illegal until, like, literally a year ago.
It is. You can't drive down the road with
legit,
your light
me
on.
Me too.
You can't have your light on. Like, you're talking about the dome light? You can't have that on when you're driving.
It's not illegal.
Well, it's someone in the back seat, can't they?
I'm like 99.9% sure you can. If a cop could call us off air, we'll distribute that information. But no, because I feel like it's some kind of hazard.
I was told the same thing, and obviously when I'm driving, I don't like to drive with it on.
We're going to have to Google this.
All right.
Dude, I find no difference.
GTS, Google it right now.
I found no difference between it on and off when I drive.
It's a myth. It's not illegal to drive with the interior light on. No, it's not.
It should be. Hey, Julian, we'll wrap things up with you. You're on the Joe and Alex Show. What white lie were you told as a child?
Okay, so this was actually my brother, but he told me that if I flushed the toilet while I was sitting on it, that it would suck my insides out.
What?
Of my bottom.
Wow. Did you, like, ever accidentally forget? Like, no!
No, actually, it scared me so much as a kid that to this day, out of habit, like, I have to fight the urge to, like, stand up when I, like, wipe and flush because I habitually, like, did it for so many years.
Oh my god.
Get up.
My dad actually, now that I think about it, with you saying that, my dad used to tell me something similar. It was that would happen to me if I pressed up against the like the jet in a swimming pool or whatever that thing is. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, like, are you talking about the thing that sucks the water out, or like the hot tub?
Like the filter.
Okay.
In a pool.
Well, the filter, okay.
Guys have been known to get stuck in those things, so you got to be careful just in general. That's a true story right there. Hey, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. Come on, sing it. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. Oh, yeah. It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
There's a guy named Shane from Florida. Yeah, most of our dummies seem to happen there. Back in December, he broke into his boss's office and stole his rare coin collection. It was worth over $30,000.
My coins. You know what that's from? My coins. Scooby-Doo.
Mario? Oh, okay. Then Shane took the coins to a Coinstar machine and cashed them in for face value.
How much was that?
Okay, well, it went from 30,000 to 30.
Oh, yikes.
Because like, there might be a quarter worth like $5,000, you know, that he had this rare coin. It's like, oh, it's worth 25 cents here.
Dumb. Right.
Yeah, very dumb. He ended up using the $30 in store credit to buy not one, but two 12 packs of beer. So he was going to have himself a little party. He was arrested for grand theft, but the cops have been unable to recover the missing coins.
Oh, that hurts me.
I hope that his boss had insurance on those coins. Otherwise, he's in a bad spot. That's not good.
Did any of you guys have that United States of America map with the circles you put the quarter in?
Oh, yes. God, my grandma bought that for me. Yep. Yes. Did you ever actually fill it out and get all 50?
I got pretty close, but I didn't get all 50.
My parents signed us up for some weird subscription that sent us like 4 quarters every year or something. I don't know. It's the weirdest thing, but now we have all of these quarters that are apparently supposed to be worth like a lot of money one day. It's very strange.
Alex, I actually had that map, but like a little later on in life, I needed to use those quarters for food.
Okay, Porkchop, when he was editing this audio earlier, was just laughing to death. I saw this online. It was a dad, and it looks like one of his daughters was recording him searching his iPad for their younger brother, his son, what his browsing history was. So listen to him describing it.
So what are you looking at, Dad?
I'm checking out Finley's iPad search history.
So this is my 8-year-old brother.
Lucid Dream, W2S diss track lyrics.
How did
Extension die? How did Michael Jackson die? How did Elvis die? David Bowie, arson, Club Ubisoft, Fortnite, Shadical Face. Oh, barbecue sauce on.
What?
Barbecue sauce on.
So I'm sitting there with barbecue sauce on my.
How old was the kid?
Eight years old, and it was barbecue sauce on boobs is what he was looking for, but they said it a different way. Oh my gosh.
That's hilarious.
I think part of this being so good is their accent. I love that.
That is, yeah, I mean, British people, for the most part, they make things sound funnier or proper. I don't know if they're necessarily funnier, but... Oh my God, I look back to when I was a kid. I'm so glad my parents didn't know how to check my browser history.
My parents did. My dad's an IT worker, so I had browser history. I was using proxy sites to get around, do stuff I wanted to do.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah. Wait, did he know that you were doing that?
No, because I knew, because I had an IT dad. I was kind of smart when it came to computers and stuff.
So what would you do to get around? Like, would you just do like incognito mode? How does that work?
I was using proxies.
Proxy sites.
I don't even know what that is.
Exactly.
What
I'm
is it?
I'm pretty good at that kind of stuff.
I had to use a proxy site in high school because they like didn't even allow Facebook or MySpace.
Yeah.
So I used a proxy site to get to MySpace.
That's why I was using it, because I wasn't allowed to have a MySpace. So.
So you did have a MySpace.
Of course I did. I had a MySpace. I had an Xanga. I had a Facebook page. I made like 8 of them. Every single time if they find one, I'd make another one.
Oh my gosh,
I did so many things. I was the worst kid.
I want to know the juiciest secret thing you did.
I was sneaking out every single weekend, riding around with boys, going to frat parties in college, the local college when I was like 15. I mean, they had no idea what I was doing. I was way crazier in high school than I am now.
Oh,
I'm just telling you.
I wonder, because we are kind of from the same area. I used to go to that same college to visit my sister when I was in high school. I wonder if we were ever at the same frat party.
Probably were.
Wild.
Wow.
Small world.
I was every parent's worst nightmare. I was coming in at 6 a.m. My parents would ask me, how was my sleepover last night? I was like, oh, it was good. I just woke up before everyone else and decided to come home. They were clueless.
And they fell for that?
Yeah.
Oh,
clueless.
My gosh. All right. Wow. Well, thank God, like I said, because who knows what kind of barbecue sauce search history my parents would have found. It would have been interesting. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, 100.9. And I'm getting out of here, guys. I'm going to go get some sinus medication and pretty much rest up. It's the lamest life ever. Maybe I'll watch something on Netflix or Hulu. What do you guys got going on today?
I'm going to be working for a very long time. We've got like a 3-hour meeting today. I have an event tonight. I'll be at Smash Social Club for Live After 5 from 5 to 8. That's like a networking event for young people. So if you're looking to make friends in the city or you need a job, bring your resume. Come hang out. There's games, there's prizes, drinks, all kinds of stuff at Smash Social 5 to 8 tonight.
Sounds really fun.
Yesterday, I Uber drove for 1 hour, and I made $60, so I might do that again today. And, oh, yeah, I got to shout out the ladies at the BMV at the Midtown one off of Binford.
Uh-huh.
They were so nice. I went in there yesterday, got Chase's registration. I took a picture with them. Can I post that picture on our Instagram?
Sure.
Yes. Okay, it was cool. They're really nice. And I like them. They're my new friends.
Did they give you the friends and family discount?
There's a friends and family discount?
I told you there was.
I mean, they did help me out, and it was cheaper than I thought it was going to be. I'm not sure what they did.
Well, it sounds like they gave you the friends and family discount.
Yeah, maybe they did. Thanks.
Well, people at the BMV freaking hate me and make me pay full. So now I'm a little angry, but it's fine.
Guess you went to the wrong one.
All right. Well, we're going to head out. So everybody have yourself a great day. Don't forget, tomorrow we got more Cardi B tickets that you can win at 7:45. Alex, Liv the Web Girl, producer Porkchop, myself, Joe, let's say goodbye.
Bye. Bye.